Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
And thank you very much, John. Welcome out to the AC All Access Show here this afternoon on a rainy Thursday afternoon here at Frickers. And don't forget Frickers every Thursday live at 2 p.m. That's where we will be out here. $6.99 lunch specials Monday through Friday, includes a soft drink. And Thursday special freaking chicken chunks. Kids eat free every day. And don't forget the Park More Chicken on Sunday. So come on out and enjoy some of the specials they have going on here as well. And this Saturday, March 16th, is their St. Patrick's Day celebration. So we got some karaoke, some drink specials. So come on out and have some fun here at your Adrian Frickers. But we're going to talk now some wrestling here. Jeff Ullman with you on the AC All Access Show today as Ian is up in Wisconsin at River Falls for the Women's Hockey Championship. So stay tuned to that tomorrow night as Ian will be on the call for that. But we've got Carla Jernetsky in here today. She's on the women's wrestling program. Junior from Lansing. And all right, welcome back. Sorry about a little interruption there. Probably the weather. But again, Carla Jernetsky with us here this afternoon from the wrestling team. And Carly, sixth in the weight class and as an All-American this year. So congratulations on that accomplishment.
Thank you.
So it's again from Lansing, went to Grand Ledge High School. Were you wrestling in high school too, or just club stuff?
No, I wrestled in high school.
I mean, did they have more of a girl side at that time, or was it still just boys?
Not at the time.
No, were you? Okay. Well, I know that's been the case, but now, as you well know, in MHSAA, especially from Michigan now, there's a lot more opportunities for girls to wrestle, and it's and I think what you guys are doing at the college level makes that even more important for those high school girls to look at the opportunity that's out there for you.
Yeah,
well, getting here to Adrian College, what kind of brought you down to Adrian from Grand Ledge?
They had a really good program to start off. My kid, met him in eighth grade at Fargo.
Okay.
So it kind of drew me here, the good coaching and the good people, the staff, and then really good opportunities.
Well, and not a lot of Division III colleges also have the facilities that you have here with your own wrestling room, wrestling area. Yeah, and it's nice. Great. So you were at 116. Is that where we talked a little bit earlier that you're walking around weight? So that it makes it nice for you to be able to kind of stay at that and not have to worry about your.
Yeah.
I guess you're always going to worry about your diet, making sure you eat the right stuff and be healthy. But you can at least be able to not worry about all the extras that you have
like
once in a while.
Yeah.
A dessert here and there, you're okay with that.
Yeah. I have my cheat days.
Yeah, you have to. I have too many of them. But, so again, you guys, you won your weight class in the regional, again, to advance to the national championship. You guys were second at regionals out of 10 teams. And, does it make it nice when we're able to get the success like that to be in the room working hard together and kind of everybody up at that that level that really where you want to compete at and make sure you're competing at that level?
Yeah, it does, especially when your teammates are there to support you and be there and help guide and push you. It definitely makes it a lot easier.
And especially if you're wrestling at that level in the room, you know, when it comes to meets, you're already better prepared than maybe some other schools.
The mentality definitely helps a lot.
Yeah. So what are you studying?
Criminal justice and then psychology is my mind.
Okay. All right. So throw some wrestling moves on somebody then if you got the criminal justice side. That's for sure. you know, and you mentioned Fargo. So did you go to there every summer as well?
Actually, I had a lot of setbacks with surgeries.
So, okay.
I went there in eighth grade, and I went to the first Michigan ever as an eighth grader to play.
Nice.
That was really cool.
And then, so you didn't go back after that?
I didn't go back to Fargo,
no. Okay. But obviously you did well enough to have Coach still be after you to come down.
There's
so.
Many other tournaments, Fargo, in the book.
Right. Well, you know, you made an impact, though. That's for darn sure when you talk about meeting Cliff out there for that. So one more. Do you have one more year or two because of COVID?
I did not get the COVID year.
Okay.
I just plan on doing my last year, so I should get a little extra eligibility for that.
Oh, okay, nice. And you can you stay at Adrian for your master's, you think?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So what are you going to try to get your master's in?
Criminal justice.
In criminal justice? Okay. Good for you. That's it's hard. I don't have a hearing on this side. Good. Perfect. All right. So the one thing about Nationals, you guys play 16th out of 49 teams at the wrestling championship. And the neat thing about that is there's not really a Division 1, 2, or 3 like in the NCAA side. So you're wrestling against all the schools when it comes to that. So that's got to be nice when you look at the names on some of the singlets that are a little bit bigger than what Adrian College is and be able to take them down.
Definitely a unique experience. I would enjoy
it. Yeah. So what's your goals for next year? I mean, you guys play second at regionals and then 16th out of 49. Do you guys talk about setting some goals for next season?
No, but I'm definitely sure we will. I know we want, our goal is always to go there and do the best we can, and hopefully we can win the championship.
Now, we talked about some of the things coming up for you. There's the last chance for the Olympic trials, last chance qualifier for that. Where do you see yourselves in at that? Do you have an opportunity to get to that? I mean,
I'm hoping that I can go win the championship. You know, that's always the goal.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to it. I've been training for a long time to get where I'm at. Like I said, I had some setbacks with surgery, so I'm happy to be where I'm at, regardless.
Who's your biggest competition out there that you know, think about that when you know, you look at going, okay, I'm going this, and here's who I have to take down?
Myself.
Yourself. All right, that's a good one. That's a good one. Not like Rocky and Drago. You know, yourself. But that's a way to look at it. I mean, if you know where you're at there, as far as team, though, is there a team out there that you guys kind of, you know, I mean, and we talked to some of the other sports where they kind of have the, you know, the rival with Trine and some other ones, and, you know, like hockey with St. Norbert that's coming up. Is there a team out there that you guys really look at to say, God, it's great when we can get past these guys?
We don't really have a rival, but I would say Iowa's been getting up there, so that would be a team that, you know, we look at that.
You hope to beat. You hope to beat from Iowa. All right. So now, do you have, is there other girls from your area that came down here because of you and helped recruit, or are you kind of the only that Lansing area?
As far as who came here, I didn't personally know anyone that came with Adrian
okay.
with me in that sense.
Are you recruiting that area, though, to try to get, I mean, when you're out doing things and some of the younger girls to come down to Adrian?
I encourage them to find a college that, you know, they would like in this wrestling, especially it's a really big growing sport. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're listening to the AC All Access radio show here this afternoon at Frickers. Jeff Fulmo with you, and we're talking with Carly Chernesky. And then after the Olympic trial last chance, there's also a world team trial. So you're looking to at that as well.
Yes. I'm looking to hopefully compete in both of them.
Okay. You placed sixth in to be All-American. Are a lot of those five ahead of you in some of these same tournaments that you're going to be trying to go to in the last chance qualifiers?
I don't believe the people who have, well, yeah. If you didn't place first, like at Nationals, you automatically got a ticket at first place to go there.
Okay. Gotcha.
If you didn't, that's what like the last chance qualifiers for.
So all right.
I could potentially see some of those girls there.
Right. But again, it's you're competing against yourself, right?
Yeah.
There's got to be somebody out there, though.
No, I think it's really my mentality and me versus me.
Okay. All right. Now, when you were wrestling against guys in high school, did you go to the MHSAA state tournament at all? Or?
Yeah, I wrestled, I played first at the girls' state.
The girls' state? Okay. So that had to be probably one of the first years, right, that they were doing that?
Yeah, it was.
And that was here at AC, wasn't it? Was that the one that was at AC?
There was one, I believe.
Okay. All right. So what weight were you then?
112.
Okay. So you're still right in that same ballpark. That's good for you. Good for you. How many girls are on the team here?
Let's see. Actually, so I don't know that.
Okay. Tough question. That's all right. That's all right. Now, we talked to some of the guys here earlier, one of the shows I was doing, and talking about the room and the wrestling, having your own building and being able to just train when you want, do some things, and having a place to kind of as refuge, and if you want to watch some film or do some things. So is that something do you take advantage of that building?
Yeah, I do, and I like to go on my own time. We have wrestling dummies. If you have a practice partner, that'll come with you. It's good to get them extra time.
Right. Do you have, is there somebody that you really have most of the time in the room with that you're working out with and wrestling with that kind of, for wrestle-offs and that you really work hard with that's making you better?
I would say a little bit of the upper weight.
Okay.
Nyla, she's one of my best friends on the team, so she helps me a lot. We work out together, train, do what we have to do.
And then do you think that you gain a little bit of an edge working out with some of the bigger girls?
Yeah.
So when you're actually on the mat with some of your weight, it makes you a little lighter.
That's exactly what I was going to say. So I should point at that.
Yeah. But that's, I guess you look at, with Coach Rainey over here with the baseball, and you put a donut on the bat, so you make it a little heavier. So when you're swinging it lighter,
yeah.
Kind of the same thing for you with that. So, you've got a great year. You got one more year left for you as a senior, and I know that you've got very lofty goals. I could tell that just by talking with you. And so, good luck with that. Good luck at the Olympic trials and the team trials as well, the last chance qualifier. And there, one's in Virginia, you said?
Yeah, Fairfax, Virginia.
Okay. And so how many are there, do you know, in that you have to compete against?
I do not know that.
Okay.
We're actually going to have a meeting with my coach here shortly.
Oh, gotcha.
To figure out the details.
Okay, well, I'm jumping the gun here then. But that's good. But again, I appreciate your time and good luck at the trials and then good luck next year.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Once again, that's Carly Trunesky from the women's wrestling team, and we're going to send it back to John. We'll be back with Megan Steffi from the women's lacrosse program right after this here on 96.5. And all access radio show here for Adrian College. Be right back.
Monkeys are morons. You're blind.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Spring sports are underway. Visit the Adrian College campus this week for the baseball home opener on Sunday, women's lacrosse and club baseball on Monday, and men's and women's tennis on Tuesday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickers tips off the season with a trio of fan favorites. Frickers Street Tacos are back for a limited time. While you enjoy the march to the national championship of college basketball on Frickers TVs, you'll savor the flavor of three Frickers Street Tacos. Frickin' Chicken Tacos, Grilled Chicken Tacos, and Mississippi Barbecue Tacos are back for a limited time. While your brackets get busted, smash a personal pitcher of domestic draft for only $6.99. Hurry before time runs out at the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
The All Access Radio Show here from Frickers at 96.5 the game, 96.5 the game.com. Jeff Bowman here with you today. Now we're going to bring in Megan Steffi from the women's lacrosse team. And Megan, welcome inside the All Access Radio Show.
All right, we are back here on the AC All Access Radio Show. Jeff Bowman with you again. Sorry about the audio difficulties this afternoon. But once again, we have, in case you didn't hear us, we've got Megan Steffian from the women's lacrosse team. And Megan, welcome in the AC All Access Show.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Well, you are a sophomore from West Chicago, Illinois, so you're a little bit on the outskirts from there. But you are the goalie on the team, named back-to-back MIAA Women's Lacrosse Specialist of the Week. So congrats on that. Talk a little bit about how the season's going so far.
It's going really good. We definitely have had a comeback season compared to last year, where we were eighth, and now we're a lot better this year. We are currently on a winning streak, which is awesome.
Yeah, I saw, what was it, 22 goals did you guys get against Rochester the other night? So with that kind of a game, what was it, 22-1, where you sit back there and not see too many shots on goal, does that make it a tougher game for you? Because when the shots do come your way, you got to be more prepared.
Yes, it does make it harder. You're less warmed up. You're less ready for shots. As you're standing there, I try to keep myself stretching out, talking to my team just to make sure everybody's aware of what's going on. And, yeah, I try to stay as focused as possible, but it is hard when my offense is doing an amazing job keeping it down on the other side of the field.
Well, when you said talking to your team, I thought maybe you were going to say talking to yourself when you're sitting back there all alone on the other end of the field. But again, you guys are 3-2 on the year. Next game is Monday at home versus Bethel. So tell us about how you got started in this, and were you always a goalie, or did you kind of gravitate towards that?
So I've been playing lacrosse for 12 years. I started in third grade. I had a friend on the team refer it to me, which I wasn't a goalie at the time. I started as a defender, and I was terrible. But after 4 years of that, I became a goalie and immediately fell in love with it. I got in the cage, and I had every shot thrown at me. I was crying by the end of that game, but I told my coach to keep me in because I wanted to pursue that.
Well, I think one thing about it, you know, being a goalie and, you know, being that last line of defense, but there's always a lot to for you to have to worry about, but always be in the game. You know, sometimes if you're, you know, offense, defense, it's, you know, that other half's going on and you're not really a part of it, but you always have to be a part of what's going on when you're in that.
Yeah, I tell my friends and my players, it's not me in that cage. It's strictly a goalie. Like, you're not talking to Megan anymore. You're talking to the goalie. My mental game is kind of, it's, I wouldn't say perfected, but definitely better than it was when I first started out. I definitely get into the zone. I have music going on at the beginning of the game, and then I immediately go straight goalie zone during the game.
So your mask and stuff, then that's kind of like your superhero cape. Is once you get that on, you transition into a different person. That's kind of how you feel on that.
Yeah, I think I just have that mental zone that I get into.
Well, that's a great way to look at it, though, and just think about it. Is, you know, you can be you who you are. Once you cross the line, put that on, you become a little bit different person on that team. So again, you got starting all five games. 54% save percentage. What's the toughest thing for you being back there in net? You know, you got your head on a swivel, but what's the biggest thing that you're looking for when somebody's attacking?
That's a really good question. Mostly, so there is the 12 on the 12 meter. I basically look for their offense to cross that line, and that's when I know that they're about to shoot. That's kind of their tell. And I usually try and tell my defense that, hey, heads up, they're coming in. Like, and that's when they start to crash. That's how they know to kind of guard up their defense. Yeah, that's what I look for.
Because you see highlights all the time on, TV with the, you know, behind the back shots and the head between the legs and all that. So, I mean, they come at you from a lot of different angles. So is that something that you really, focus on when they have – the ball, which way they're going and who's kind of where their next person they can pass it to, or, you know, where is your kind of focus at when you see them?
Honestly, their shoulders. It's really easy to tell how a player is going to shoot when they drop their shoulder or keep it high. If they're sticks behind their back, they're trying to keep it concealed. But it's definitely watching their shoulders down to their elbows, because really the stick is an extension of your arm. So you're just trying to kind of read where the stick's going to go. And if their hips are facing and their shoulders are facing a different person, then that kind of tells that they're going to pass it. But if their shoulders are square to you, then they're going to try and go straight to goal.
That's awesome. I mean, it's a great way that, and as far as a teaching thing is that too, I mean, you just explained goalie play right there and what to look for. And is that something that, I mean, actually a lot of years doing it, but is that something like in film and stuff too? Do you watch some film of some of your opponents to kind of see what some of their tendencies are too?
Oh yes. You'll see if you zoom in the film, you'll see that I write the key players on my wrist just so I know who to look for. But I study that in their film, and I kind of look at their tendencies to see their tells during their shots.
Well, so you're, again, West Chicago, Illinois. How did you navigate your way to Adrian, and what are you studying?
I study fashion merchandising, and it was the only D3 school that kind of matched up with lacrosse and fashion merch.
So what do you want to do with fashion merch? I mean, you want your own boutique store, or do you want to get into the design side, or what are you looking at with that?
I'm actually minoring in Japanese, so I want to go over to Japan and study the street fashion that they create over there and possibly work with the designers over there.
Interesting. How did you get onto the Japanese side, or is that just when you looked at fashion, that's something that really took to you?
In high school, I did fall in love with the street fashion, but I only learned about Japanese language here. It was my first choice on the language the requirements for graduation. But as soon as I took the class, I fell in love with the language and wanted to pursue it more. So I plan on studying abroad next year with the study abroad program and seeing what I can do over there.
And that's not an easy language. I'm looking at, some of that before and, looking at the letters and looking at things. Did you find it real difficult to pick up, or was that something that came a lot easier than you thought?
It came a lot easier than I thought. Going into it, I had the mentality of, okay, I'm going to treat this as a language that, just to get through it. But then as soon as I got into that first class, I'm like, oh, okay, I actually want to learn this. I want to read the culture. I want to learn about everything that they do over there. And that made me want to learn it more.
Well, that's kind of a neat thing, and especially being able to go study over there abroad. Now that's going to take away from playing a little lacrosse though, right?
Yes, it is.
That's the flip side of that. Going and doing that is not being able to play for a year.
Correct. I do count these as like my retirement years, but I still am as in love with the sport as I am when I started. And I'm sad to have that happen. But.
Well, maybe that's something you can teach over there and pick up and teach that. Definitely you're teaching the goalie play. That's for darn sure. Well, again, Megan, we appreciate your time in here this today. And, good luck the rest of the year. What's your guys' goal as a team?
For now, we're just trying to win every game that we go through. We're trying to keep that headspace of, seeing the next goal, seeing the next shot, and keep going.
Well, perfect. Great. Thank you very much, Megan. Again, enjoy the rest of this year, and good luck with all your fashion stuff too. It sounds like a neat thing for you to be able to try to work on.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Very welcome. All right, we'll send it back to John. We'll be back in a bit right here, AC All Access Radio Show from Frickers here on 96.5 The Cave.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Spring sports are underway. Visit the Adrian College campus this week for the baseball home opener on Sunday, women's lacrosse and club baseball on Monday, and men's and women's tennis on Tuesday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickers tips off the season with a trio of fan favorites. Frickers Street Tacos are back for a limited time. While you enjoy the march to the National Championship of College Basketball on Frickers TVs, you'll savor the flavor of three Frickers Street Tacos. Frickin' Chicken Tacos, Grilled Chicken Tacos, and Mississippi Barbecue Tacos are back for a limited time. While your brackets get busted, smash a personal pitcher of domestic draft for only $6.99. Hurry before time runs out at the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
All Access Radio show here from Frickers. Jeff Bowman with you here today in place of Ian. Ian's out traveling with the hockey team, probably out hanging out somewhere in Minneapolis right now today. But we now bring in Claire Early from the tennis team. Claire, you are from Midland, which is kind of a hotbed for tennis, that's for sure, in the state of Michigan. And welcome into the show.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
So one thing I'm looking at in the notes from Mr. Prang is when you were down in Florida, 5-0 in doubles and then 5-0 in singles. So you do a little of both. I mean, that's at this level, is it usual to be playing singles and dubs right now? Or at this level at the college, do most people concentrate on one or the other?
I would say for the most part that it is usual to play both.
Okay.
There are some that choose to play just one or the other, but for the most part, most people play singles and doubles.
Which do you prefer, the singles or double side?
That's a tough question because I really enjoy both, but if I had to choose, I would say singles. I've just played singles my whole life up until coming here, and so I would have to say singles.
Well, doubles is a little different because, you know, you're working with that other partner. You're used to attacking everything or going, and you got to kind of rely on somebody else. And so you got to have trust in that partner. Is that something that you're really practicing a lot and gets you that trust?
Yes, that is definitely something that we practice a lot. My partner, Hagen Elliott, we do really well together. This is our first year playing together, and we were really successful in Florida.
That's nice. So but it's a whole different mindset when you get out there with somebody else. And especially, I know as a tennis player, you've probably played a lot on your own growing up, and it's always you rely on yourself. And to have to rely on somebody else, kind of probably a little bit different mindset when you go into it.
For sure, yes. So tennis is definitely such an individual sport. And yeah, like you said, you rely on yourself, and that's all you have. But it's also different when you have doubles. And then now at Adrian College, when it's a whole team rather than just individual, the atmosphere is just so different.
Is it different from high school tennis? Because in high school, I mean, not always is everybody there for that reason of want to get better at tennis. A lot of it's social, and I know somebody I want to play, and it's going to be fun. But when you're competing at the collegiate level, everybody is really a lot more into what they're doing than in high school. So do you see that, and as far as the competitive nature as well?
Yes, for sure. It's definitely much more intense than high school, and everyone is so driven to win and just to do their best rather than just to, like, have fun and to socialize.
So you guys were 9-5 now, and won 4 or 5 in Florida. Where did you go to in Florida?
We went to Orlando, Florida.
That's where Stacy was just at last week. But so, there you go. But so you guys are home against Spring Arbor, which is coming up next week on March 19th. And but coming from Midland, did you go to Midland High or Midland Dow? Where did you go to school?
I went to Midland Dow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The tennis up there with everything, at Northwood and everything that's going on, there's a lot of tennis. Was your family a tennis family?
Actually, I was the first in my family to play tennis, but coming from Midland, that's such a big tennis town, with Northwood, Saginaw Valley, and then the tennis center that we have, there's just tennis all over the town. So
it's easy to be get caught up in it and be part of the tennis culture.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So, you, again, from Midland, you know, just a sophomore, what are you studying and really kind of being in that hotbed of tennis? How did you get down to Adrian College?
So I'm studying exercise science. And what got me to Adrian College was my older sister. She is a junior, and she goes here. And so on my visit, I loved the coach, and I loved the campus, and I just fell in love with it right away. So that's how I ended up here.
So it's probably real nice having family here then. Again, Midland's not that far away, but it's still to have some familiarity right here at the school.
Definitely, yes. It's so much easier having my sister live in the same place.
Nice. Well, as far as the tennis side again, how do you guys do a spring and fall seasons on tennis?
Yes. So the spring season is our main season. That's where we have all of our conference matches. And then in the fall, we just have a few matches against just some schools.
But it's nice to be able to have some competition, though, instead of just practicing all the time and being able to play against some other schools than just playing against your own teammates.
Yes, it is. I love competing, and I just love getting that many matches. And I think it helps us prepare for the spring season, which is obviously the most important season. And so, yeah.
Now, I know in high school, you know, one through, what is it, four singles and one through four and dubs. Is that the same way at the collegiate level?
So on the collegiate level, we have six single spots and then three double spots. And then, like you said, it was four singles and four doubles for high school. So
now playing both then, is that something that you have to do at each match? I mean, you got your singles competition, then you go over and play dubs?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's quite a workout.
It is. It's definitely gets tiring, but I really enjoy it.
So how many on your team then do out of the three dubs, are they all singles players as well?
I would say about four or five of them play both singles and doubles. So it's pretty consistent throughout the lineup.
So then you really have to, I mean, some of the matches, and it's not like you get dubs going and singles all at the same time. You really have to space them out because of that. So these matches can probably get longer days.
Yes, for sure.
Now, I mean, I guess an individual when you're having just a match, but when you're doing a tournament and that's got to be really taxing on you if you're playing both during one of those where it's more than one opponent.
Yes, definitely. So in Florida, two of the days that we played two different schools. So if you play singles and doubles, that would be four matches total, which is a lot. And then, but typically it's just one match. So, yeah.
But that is a lot of work for that. So again, what was your exercise science? Is that where you're studying? So what do you want to do with that?
I'm thinking occupational therapy. Both of my parents are occupational therapists. So that's where I get that from.
Gotcha.
So yeah.
Is your sister in the same program or does she do something different here?
She is actually in business. She's the odd one out.
Well, you can start, you know, a therapy clinic and she can run the business, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we say all the time.
Oh, is she involved in any sports or anything down here or just you playing sport?
So her first year she played soccer here and now she's just focusing on school.
Okay. Did you do any other sports in high school or was tennis kind of your year-round thing?
I actually played golf in high school. I was not very good, but I had fun with it.
That sounds like me. And that sounds like a lot of people. As long as you can enjoy it and not get too frustrated, it can be very fun. Now, here's a big thing for you, especially as a young tennis player. What are your pickleball thoughts?
I personally love pickleball.
Okay.
I think it's so much fun. I still like tennis more, but pickleball is fun.
Do you guys do that a little for some training, just something a little bit different to still kind of keep your skills up but be able to get a little workout thing and just do a little bit different?
Actually, we have held two pickleball tournaments for our team. So we do it every once in a while, not all the time, but we have a lot of fun when we do those.
Because that is, that's a thing that's going on. I mean, you got that on TV now, you see, and all that. And so I haven't tried to do it yet. I want to try to play that myself. But the great thing about it is, you know, you can still do that for a lot of times. So maybe you can't find a lot of partners that are comparable with you at tennis, but you might be able to find more people that want to play pickleball with you.
Right. Yeah. I feel like pickleball is easier to pick up on, and you can get good at it really fast. So I think that's why people like it a lot.
Yeah, that's it looks fun. Now, do you guys have a court on campus, or do you kind of just make the tennis courts into a pickleball? You got some nets, or is Coach Rainey going to get something for you for that?
I don't know. We'll have to see about that one. But usually we just set up. We put some tape on the courts, and then we set up some small nets and just kind of make do with that.
Yeah, that sounds kind of fun. But so your rest of your year now, is the MIAA – is there enough teams in the MIAA conference for tennis?
Yes. So at the end of the year, there's a conference tournament, which we are really hoping to qualify for this year. We haven't qualified for that in over 50 years. So that would be really exciting. So, yeah.
So how many do they take then for that to be able to get to that tournament?
They take 14.
So where are you sitting at right now, or where you're looking, where you guys can be in that top four then?
I think the outlook is that we can be in the fourth spot, but there's going to be a lot of hard work to get to that spot, but I think we can do it.
Is Kalamazoo at the top of that just because of the facility they have over there, and is that always one of the top teams in the MIAA?
Yes, Kalamazoo is always a top team, along with Hope. Yeah, so those will definitely be tough matches, but we're going to do our best.
All right. Well, again, I appreciate your time coming in here today, and good luck not only on the courts, but with your working towards your degree. And it looks like, you know, sometime you can push your parents out of theirs and you can take over their spot, right?
Exactly. That's my plan.
Yeah, you guys got it. You and your sister got it all figured out then. All right. Well, again, Claire, I appreciate your time, and we're going to send it back to John. We'll take a break. We're going to talk a little baseball when we get back right here at Frickers for the AC All Access Radio Show right here, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Spring sports are underway. Visit the Adrian College campus this week for the baseball home opener on Sunday, women's lacrosse and club baseball on Monday, and men's and women's tennis on Tuesday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Frickers tips off the season with a trio of fan favorites. Frickers Street Tacos are back for a limited time. While you enjoy the march to the national championship of college basketball on Frickers TVs, you'll savor the flavor of three Frickers Street Tacos. Frickin' Chicken Tacos, Grilled Chicken Tacos, and Mississippi Barbecue Tacos are back for a limited time. While your brackets get busted, smash a personal pitcher of domestic draft for only $6.99. Hurry before time runs out at the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
And welcome back to Frickers for the AC All Access Radio Show. Jeff Bowman with you here in place of Ian Wendt today. And again, come on out this weekend, St. Patrick's Day celebration on Saturday here at Frickers. They got karaoke with stuff from 8 to midnight. Some drink specials going on, so come on out for those. And don't forget, $6.99 lunch specials Monday through Friday, includes a soft drink. And again, it's Thursday, so that means it's special frickin' chicken chunks. And as always, the kids eat free every day. Other weekday specials Monday, get your boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, your frickin' chicken wings. And Wednesday, the sirloin steak dinner. Well, now we're going to talk a little baseball, as it's a busy weekend around here for Adrian College baseball. And we're going to bring in A.J. Miranda. He's a grad student from Okemos. And A.J., welcome inside the AC All Access Show.
Hi, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So playing first in a DH, you guys have been world traveler so far this season, as you went out to Alabama, then over to California, then back to Carolina before you came back here to Adrian. So talk a little bit about your trips and how that's went so far.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I mean, you can't really beat, you know, playing baseball out in the California sun. So that was really awesome. Just being with all the guys and everything, and down in Alabama too, and in North Carolina. Just been a ton of fun this year so far. We've been able to see some really good competition, which is always great to see early on. And I feel like we've been playing some pretty good baseball too. So that's been really great.
So is it, again, you're 6-4 on the road trip so far, three game winning streak after sweeping in North Carolina, but again, Alabama's always tough. And I know California has some good games in there as well. So it's always nice and tough, and, you know, and Coach always talks about playing such good competition early in the year that really sets you guys up for later in the season and also when you get to tournament time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think the mindset with all those games too, like as we scheduled those games, you know, to get the experience and to play those tough teams, we also play to win those games. And because, you know, later on in that season, you know, when the tournament starts to roll around and things like that, could lead to potentially getting an at-large bid. And so we would, you know, could rely on that, and you know, if we go out and take care of business. So we got a couple more really tough teams this weekend, so it'll be really good for us.
Yeah, it's always nice when you can pick up some of those quality wins. So when it does come to, you know, either an at-large or where you're seated at, it makes it a lot nicer when you can be in that spot there. But again, so you're a grad student. What did you get your undergrad in?
Business administration, and I'm currently getting my master's in business administration as well.
So what would you like to do with that other than play baseball?
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I'd love to play baseball for the rest of my life. But, yeah, I think there's a couple opportunities that I'll have in financial sales. You know, back home in Lansing, there's a couple companies that I've been looking at and things like that. So we're going to figure it out afterwards, you know, and interview a bunch of places and just pick something, you know. So it'll be great.
Well, we'll see where that takes you after your baseball side, right? But, again, a busy weekend this weekend. North Central, Denison, and Baldwin-Wallace all coming in to town. And do you know much about those? I know you've played some of them before. So what's your thoughts on those four teams and being able to come in and host them and play them here?
Yeah, I mean, they're all phenomenal teams, great programs that recently have all been to the World Series, including us, within the last 5 years. And so, you know, we've played, since I've been at school, we've played Denison just about every year, and we know they're tough. North Central, we got the chance to play them in 2021, and they had a really good program then. And Baldwin-Wallace, of course, they were in the national championship last year, so... You know, we know we're going to get with them as they're, I think, the third-ranked team right now in the country. And so, yeah, it's going to be really great. I'm really excited to go and because I think we have a good squad to stack up against those teams. So,
yeah, so you guys play Friday at 1, Saturday at 5, and Sunday at 3:30. But the other teams are all going to be playing round robin as well. So if anybody out there listening want to really – go watch some very good baseball at the Nick this weekend because they're going to be playing each other as well. So you get, you know, again, a game against all three, and they're going to be popping around against each other in a round-robin format. So some really good baseball coming up here this weekend. But looking at you again, you're hitting .310 on the season, 13 hits, a couple doubles, three dingers already, and 11 RBI. So you seem like you're coming into the season swinging a pretty good bat.
Yeah. I mean, I think the biggest thing that I think about is just how can I help the team, you know? And so at the end of the day, I never check my stats actually during the season. So it's kind of funny that you just shared that with me. I never really check my stats. I just want to win a ton of ball games, you know, and be the best teammate that I can be for these guys. Cause it's a really special group this year. And, you know, I really have formed good relationships with a lot of the guys over the years and even the newcomers, you know, some of the freshmen, a couple of transfers. are just great dudes and have fit in well to the squad. And so it's just been really good to have a solid team culture and to go out and play for those guys every day.
Oh, sorry, I let the cat out of the bag on your stats already for this year. But, you know, talking about you, again, first and designated hitter, your mindset on days when you're not playing, do you feel different, or do you go into the games differently when you're only DHing as opposed to playing the field that day too? Or is it, you know, are they pretty similar, or do you really kind of differentiate the two?
Yeah, that is a great question. I think, you know, for those days that I'm playing first base, it's, you know, obviously you're locked in for nine innings and you're going out and playing in the field. And really when you're the DH, it's no different. You have to still stay locked in for all those nine innings. And, you know, it's baseball is a very mental game. And so when you're playing the field, especially, you can't be thinking about your last at bat if it didn't go the way you wanted. Or, you know, whatever. And it really is the same also with DHing. You know, if you're sometimes waiting a long time in between those at bats. And so it's really important, just in both facets, though they are different, to stay locked in and to be ready to give your all in every single situation that you're put in.
And it is a lot easier when you're batting and playing the field, where you might have a bad at bat or something, and you can forget it a lot easier when you have to go out and make some plays than when you sit back onto the bench and go, all right, I got to wait eight more guys to go through before I have to hit again. So that is a little harder, and again, mentally to do that. I know that's a tough thing.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think it's something that, you know, you kind of learn as you play the game. There's going to be some bad at-bats in there, and there's going to be maybe even some plays where in the field where you blew the ball or whatever. And so it's, I think, just from the experience of playing for as long as I have, I think it's just understanding that you need to stay locked in. You can't ride the highs or lows too much, and you have to stay there for your team. You know, and when you're playing the field, you could be making the first play of the game and not get a ball until the last play of the game when the game's on the line. And so, yeah, it is very important. So,
Okemos, you've been down here now for a few years again as a grad student. What made you come down to Adrian College?
Yeah, so I remember I was playing summer ball for a local team up in the Lansing area, and my head coach was Phil Magzig. His son, Ben Magzig, had connections with Coach Rainey here. And so I remember he told me to go to a PBR camp, and I went there. You know, we, you know, hit batting practice, did whatever, and I got the chance to meet Coach Rainey. And he brought me here and showed me the facilities. He showed me, you know, what the campus was like and everything. And then he sat me down, and he was like, our goal here is to win a national title. And I was like, well, that's something that I really want to be a part of. And so just with the facilities and everything, and with the coaching staff, with the team, you have all the tools here to get as good as you want to be as a player, as a teammate. And so I think that's what really sold me on coming down here.
And it's one of those schools, too, when you look at, you know, and you probably figured that out, too, coming in. You know, you weren't going to walk in your first year and just light up the world because of everybody that was in front of you. And it takes a little bit different mindset, too, to go in to take a team where you got to work hard to make yourself, you know, earn that spot and be on the roster. Because you probably might have other opportunities to go to some other schools where you might have gone in and played right away. Was that, you know, something that you had to weigh the type of, okay, I want to go into a team that really has a great shot at really doing what Coach said, of trying to compete at that national level, or going in and playing a lot more early?
Yeah, I think when I was a senior, I really wasn't getting a ton of interest or looks, and I really wanted to play college baseball. And so when I saw a program like Adrian and what Coach was offering, I was like, man, this is a heck of an opportunity. And so I had a couple offers here and there, and that's definitely something that I weighed. But man, I wanted to go be a part of a program where I know I'm going to get coached well, I know that my team is in good hands and that there's a good culture and a team where we're going to win a lot of ball games. And so when I got on campus, I definitely realized right away. I said, man, I need to commit to the weight room because especially at first base there's a few guys that were some big boys, and I was coming in, you know, very, very skinny. And so I remember having that thought. And so, it was definitely something that I took to heart and put on some pounds, especially during COVID and stuff. But yeah, it was definitely something that I thought about.
Well, and then the opportunity again, you know, to take a trip to, you know, to California and Alabama, and that's something that is, you know, special and memories that are made there as well. But again, playing, you know, like Denison and Baldwin Wallace, you know, some of the top teams in the country. So to be able to play at that schedule too, really, it's got to be nice. And, you know, when people come in, and obviously when coaches bring in recruits, that's something you probably talk to the kids about too, that are, you know, on those recruiting trips about, you know, the competition and what it means and what it means to be, you know, on the Southern Bulldog baseball team.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're definitely blessed with, you know, the trips we're able to take, with the facilities that we have. You know, we just got brand new turf last year. So like all those things are at a tribute to, you know, Coach Rainey and, you know, the coaching staff and, the fundraising that we do. And so we're definitely blessed, but yeah, it's, with some of those conversations about, you know, competition and teams like that we play, I'd say that's also a blessing that we get to schedule those games because, you know, to be the best, you gotta play and you gotta beat the best. So we have amazing opportunities in front of us to go out and do that. And so it's been great.
The new turf compared to the stuff that got taken out, what's the biggest difference you've noticed?
Yeah, I mean, the newer stuff, I think, like, when you put it down at first, it's a bit slower. But now, I mean, it really is, I mean, you can just tell, like, the quality of it. You know, you step on it, and it's like, oh, man, like, this is the real deal. This is the nice stuff. And so, yeah, I think that the older stuff was definitely fast. The ball would get on you when you would hit it hard just because it was so worn down and things. But yeah, it's really nice. Nice surface to play on.
Well, AJ, once again, I appreciate your time. I'm going to talk with Coach a bit about the teams that are coming in this weekend. But, you know, good luck with the rest of this year and good luck with your future career.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right, once again, that was AJ Miranda from the AC baseball team. I'm going to bring in Coach Rainey now. And, Coach, this is, you know, a newer thing for you with this round-robin tournament. Well, not really a tournament, but, you know, round-robin to bring in some of these good teams. And how did this come about to get some of the better teams in the country to come here to AC?
Well, I guess the unique thing about this group of four teams that's coming in is probably the three coaches that are coming in are probably three of my better friends in the coaching world, and things. So we were actually at the national convention 2 or 3 years ago. We started kicking around the idea now because of the way selection's going and strength of schedule and things. And we just said, like, what's the opportunity for us to get together and do something and play. And a lot of us played, you know, like midweek games and things like that. So actually last year was supposed to be the first year of it. We were supposed to be at Baldwin Wallace and it was supposed to be this weekend a year ago and big snow hit the Cleveland area and we weren't able to do it. So this will be the first year of doing it. But I think the really cool thing about it is not only do you have, you know, four teams that have been to a World Series recently and, you know, probably four teams that have a chance to be in a regional or a super regional at the end of the year. But it's also like just the coaching friendships and things. So, we just had North Central was in hitting in our hitting facility, you know, and things, and people are like, who would do that? Like, you know, you're playing them tomorrow, but you know, their coach and I have been friends forever. And, you know, same thing with, you know, Coach Deegs at Denison and Harry at Baldwin Wallace. So, you know, and we all get along together. So, like, it's this will be a crazy weekend because there could be a team that's really, really good that could go 0-3, and there could be a really good team that goes 3-0, and or there could be a lot of ones and twos and things. But it'll be great competition, and it'll be a great rivalry. And after it's all said and done, we'll all be friends after the games are over.
Well, the great thing about it, as you said, you know, with the level of competition, you talk about, you know, with AJ, we talk about too, you know, we're seeding and looking at where people are at and, you know, your level of competition against each other. And to be able to bring it all together in one time, as you said, instead of a midweek game here or there, bring everybody in at once and really enjoy it. And especially for the people in Lenawee County that want to come in, there's some great baseball that's going to be played over at Adrian College.
Yeah, the issue is when you do it in the midweek games, it's all different, right? Because, like, for us in the MIAA, we play a three-game schedule on the weekend. You know, the OAC and the North Coast only play a doubleheader. So when we're playing a Tuesday or Wednesday game, they're seeing our number four. We might be seeing their number two or number three, you know, which makes a big difference. And this weekend, it'll be everybody's 1, 2, and 3 against everybody else's 1, 2, and 3, and how you want to set it up, how you want to throw them, how you want to do that stuff. So it'll give us a lot better, idea of where we are and things. And like we've always said it, you know, since, you know, I've been here, is like, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And so being able to get those three teams here in Adrian for a weekend is outstanding. And, like, you know, we look forward to it.
Well, and I guarantee, you know, they're thinking the same things too, that, you know, you can really kind of see where your level is at, because everybody goes south. You have your games and you're playing against teams down there or out west that already have had a lot more field time and prep time than you guys have as northern teams. So to be able to kind of come in and have it be more of a level playing field as well, really kind of let everybody kind of know, all four teams, really where you're at right now.
Yeah, I mean, we just got back from California, and we played a team that had 12 games under their belt. And, you know, Pinona Fitzer right now just got into the top 25. They're 14-4. You know, we played them. They got 18 games under their belt. You know, we were on game 5 and 6, yeah. You know, and it's just a big difference. Their starting pitcher had already had 3 starts under his belt. Ours was making his first start, you know, and things. So it's just different. And when you play those teams, but you got to go play them. And you got to be able to stack up against them, and that's what we try to do. We have 19 non-conference games this year, and as of the start of the season, 13 of those 19 were against nationally ranked schools. So, you know, we're going to go out and challenge ourselves every day to get ready for the league, because at the end of the day, you know, we want to have a strong strength of schedule. We want to obviously win a lot of games, but at the end of the day, we want to win our conference tournament and get that automatic bid.
It's always nice, and it's Kalamazoo still looming out there, right?
They are still looming out there, yep. And they're off to a great start. They're 9-0, ranked 24th in the country, and we look forward to the challenge of playing them when we get to play them. And I think it's later on in the season, but we open up with Alma, who, you know, was in the conference tournament last year and has a really good returning squad, and kind of like us, they return everybody. We open up with them the first weekend, so trying to get prepared for that, trying not to look ahead of things. But, you know, the conference season always takes precedence. And, you know, this past weekend we saw a guy, when we beat Rochester, there was 14 major league scouts come to see their starting pitcher, and he was up to 98. You know, like, when you see those guys in the non-conference schedule, you know, hopefully it prepares you for the MIAA and who you're going to see in the MIAA.
All right, Craig, we got to get out of here. Thank you very much. Once again, Jeff Bowman here at the AC All Access Radio Show from Frickers. I want to thank Carly Chernesky, Megan Steffi, Claire Early, AJ Miranda, and also Coach Craig Rainey. Coach, thanks, Stacy, as well. All right, I'm going to send it back to John. We'll be back. That's right. We'll be back next week right here, AC All Access Show right here, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.